tonight's going to be a little bit different because we have several folks that is going to minister to us in song or instrument, which means we also have several opportunities for hymn books, songs, and testimonies. So I want you to do me a favor. Grab the hymn book next to you. Go ahead and pick it up. Because if I don't have someone ready to hold their hand up with a hymn and a testimony, I'm going to start calling on people. So get your hymn book ready. In just a moment, we'll have a word of prayer. The choir is going to open us up. Then we're going to have our fellowship song. And then we're going to sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And then I'll come back again for a few announcements and we'll go right into it. So remember, if you're sharing a testimony, first give your song that you would like us to sing, the hymn number of the song, and then share your brief testimony. And then we'll sing either one or two verses of the song, depending on time and how well we know the song. So please, we need 7 people to be willing to request a song as well as give a testimony. I saw a few chins drop when I said 7. So just be prepared that otherwise, because we have we have several groups singing tonight and some special music as well as instrumentals. We want to make sure we get them all in. And so it's an opportunity to be a blessing. It's an opportunity to share a blessing. So if God hasn't been good to you and you've got nothing to say, then I guess you're not blessed like I am. All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll have our choir open us up tonight. Father, we love you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings upon us. Father, thank you for the joy of service and fellowship. Thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Father, help us not to take those blessings for granted, but as the children of Israel, help us to rehearse it with friends and with family, the goodness of God and what you've done for us. Bless our time together. Bless those who will be ministering to us in song. May we be challenged. May we be encouraged. May we be lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my I'm
wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have had so many big but empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Bring your people to a state of kingdom light. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hand. We pray, let your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church, not for temporary deeds, but to restore authority and power. Let the mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch your people once again. Lord, we see your tired servants and the broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross as the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hand. We pray, let your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church, not for temporary deeds, but to restore authority and power. Let the mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch your people once again. Let the mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch your people once again.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for your Son, Lord, that makes it possible for us to be able to say that we're children of God. We thank you for this ministry now that we can serve you by our offering. Lord, that you bless it. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, I started out with a prayer of mine to one day cross the finish line, pressing toward the mark and for the prize. At times I've had to stand my ground as Satan's tried to turn me around, but I will not be hindered by his lies. I'm not gonna walk away, I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon be forgotten, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Well, I can almost hear them cheer me on and see the ones who have reached home. Now they await for us to win this race. A banquet like we've never known will be held at God's royal throne, and there will be rewarded for our faith. I'm not gonna walk away, I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have won will soon be forgotten, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Well, I'm not gonna walk away, I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Forgotten, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Yes, I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Oh, I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon be forgotten, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Yes, I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Thank you. my Savior. Lord, there is none like Thee. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of Your mighty. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship You. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us see. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of Your name. I sing for joy at the work of Your hands. Forever I love You, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in You. Consider all the worlds Thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art.
Tonight, open to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. I promise I won't keep you any longer than I want to. Proverbs chapter 30. And I will be brief. I was blessed in the military to have a few different pastors. Being in the military, you travel around. And one of my favorite pastors was probably not the most talented or dynamic in the pulpit. But he was one, Michelle and I is probably one of our favorite pastors because we knew without any doubt that he loved us. There was no question about it. We knew because he poured into us. And there's so many things I could share with you, and I've got notes here and there in my office and in my Bible and in my old Bible with little quotes and things that I wrote down. And there's one thing that he told me that I hope will help me remember when it comes to wisdom. He said, now, Junior, or Doug, I keep thinking, he was almost like my dad. Now, Doug, let me help you out on learning. You learn a whole lot more when your mouth is closed and your ears are open. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room. Listen. If they've got gray hair or no hair, they probably know more than you do. Be quiet and listen to what they have to say. And I've done my best to do that, and now that I've got white hair, I still listen to those who have no hair or gray hair, because I do learn more that way. But just a couple of points tonight, hoping to whet your appetite a little bit on the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30, we're going to read five verses of Scripture. We'll begin reading in verse number 24, and I promise, see, this is all I've got. I'll be short. This is all the little notes that I have. Just be... Proverbs chapter 20, excuse me, chapter 30, and we'll begin reading in verse number 24. And there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. Father, we love you. Now we ask your blessings upon the reading of your word. Help me to be a source of encouragement and blessing tonight. Pray that I can help provoke some more of a desire for wisdom, a hunger for the word, and a hunger for study, and preparing and making time to study, Father. Help us, Lord, to remember all the wisdom we have comes from you. And Lord, the best way to get that wisdom is to listen, is to read your word, and is to try to apply principles to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. There's no doubt that Solomon, who's contributed to many of the Proverbs, is no doubt, as the Bible said, one of the wisest men in the world. And I can't imagine looking at this and reading and wondering, how did he come up with some of this stuff, other than the Lord? And so just a few things I want to share. I hope it's a blessing to you. But I want to talk a little bit about wisdom. Number one, notice there in verse number 25, wisdom of preparation. Wisdom of preparation. I'll give you four sources of wisdom tonight. Wisdom of preparation. Verse 25 tells us, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Wisdom of preparation. I think to have wisdom and preparation, I think there's two little key subpoints in this. Vision and being task-oriented. Vision and being task-oriented. Where do we get our wisdom? Do we have a task? Are we on task? Have you ever seen the ants when they're crawling around? You can put something in their way. They'll go around it. They'll go over it. They'll find a go away because they've got a task and they're going to stay on it. They have a vision and they're going to keep moving toward it. And dear friends, we need to make sure that our vision, our task is centered around the Lord Jesus, the local church, and what he has for us. And that is, what did Jesus himself say? He's come to seek and to save that which was lost. Our vision, our task should be evangelism. Number two, not just wisdom and preparation, but wisdom of strong foundations. Wisdom of strong foundations. Look at verse number 26. And the conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. Well, I had to do a little research. I don't think what I envisioned in my mind about what a coney is, what a coney was. So I found out basically they're something like a rabbit. And they live in the rocks is where they live, as the Bible says right here. Wisdom of strong foundations, rock rabbits. Living a principled life. Simply living a principled life. Think about it. Physical strength is not as important as a principled life. They might be a feeble people. They may live in the rocks, but there's no doubt there's physical strength is not important as a principled life. How are we living our life? Do we have principles? Is our life principled in so a sense? How is wisdom that we have? Wisdom of preparation, but wisdom of a strong foundation. How well is our foundation? How well is the foundations of things in our life? Now that we have the song that we sing when we were children. We have a principle in the Gospels. The wise man builds his house upon the foolish man builds his house upon the principles. Where are our principles? What are we building upon? Those things, wood, hay, and stubble? Are we building on things that are needful, helpful? Wisdom of strong foundations. Again, living a principled life. Physical strength is not important as a principled life. Number three, wisdom. And of course, you can go on in depth in the study. I'm just giving you just a skeleton here that you can build upon. Number three, wisdom of interdependence. Wisdom of interdependence. What can we learn from the locust? Verse number 27. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. Boy, isn't that interesting? Locusts moving together in the same direction. We don't need to have somebody to tell us We don't need to have somebody to give us the guidelines and instructions. We already know what our task is, and we know we have some teachers, we know we have some leaders, but we know what our task is, and we are going to move together in the same direction. And as believers, if we're going to prosper, and as a local church, if we're going to honor the Lord Jesus and do all we can in this principled life of wisdom, we need to make sure that we're moving together in the same direction. Because if we're a group is moving one way and the other group wants to move the other way, or the other group just wants to sit still, it's going to hold everything up. But yet here, a basic principle of wisdom of interdependence. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. Number four, wisdom of association. Wisdom of association. Verse number 28. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in the king's palaces. Okay, preacher, where are you getting this from? Wisdom of association. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's important, the people that we know. I think it's important that the person whom we are. Here are spiders are even known to be in kings' palaces. I think there's quite a good association right there. Hey, yeah, where do you live? I live in the king's palace. But again, to think about that for a moment. Wisdom of association. Who do we associate with? In this passage, I believe they're trying to emphasize the importance of the palace, the king. But we serve the King of Kings. And what is our association with him? What is our association with other people that we hang out with, run with, spend time with, fellowship with? Wisdom of association, not just in people or a person, but what about a place? Here in our passage, it refers to a king's palace. Folks, I don't know about you. There's no other place I'd rather be tonight than right here at Harvest Baptist Church. It may not be a beautiful marble palace, but it is the house of God. And when we think about wisdom of association, whom and who and what are we associated with or associated with? Wisdom of preparation. Are we task-oriented? Wisdom of strong foundations. Are we living a principled life with foundations that are built upon the Word of God? Wisdom of interdependence. Are we ready and willing to move together in the same direction as we seek to follow God, the Word of God, and the man of God? And then number four, wisdom of association. Who do we associate with? And it should be, above all things, the King of Kings. Should be above all things knowing today, am I pleasing and honoring the Lord Jesus in what I'm setting out to do today? At the end of the day, when we lay our head down on the pillow, can we honestly say, today I honored the King. Today I spent time in His palace. I spent time in His Word. Who are the people that we run with? Who are the people that we hang out with? Is it those who help us up and to grow in the things of God, or those who tend to pull us down? I've learned real quick, and I'll close with this and see how I can pull this in somehow, some way. It's hot in Arizona. And I've learned real quick that I sweat a lot more after working in the yard when I come into the house, because that's where the humidity is. While I'm outside, I don't sweat a whole lot, a little bit, but not a whole lot. But I always keep my water to keep me refreshed and make sure that I don't dehydrate. And I think it's very important as we labor and serve the Lord, we need to ask ourselves, am I putting enough effort to spiritually sweat in my service for the Lord? What am I putting into it? Another words of wisdom I've heard so often, you get out of it what you put into it. And so are we putting enough into our service for the Lord? How are we looking at wisdom? How would we describe the wisdom that we have that God has given to us? Is our wisdom associated with the things of God and the church of God? And do a quick recap before I close. Is our wisdom in preparation? Lord, I know, as we sang tonight, whom I have believed. I know who is able, but Lord, am I preparing in my service for the Lord? Some of you ladies may or may not do this, but Michelle, when she goes grocery shopping, she does not just go grocery shopping. She just doesn't just make a list. She plans menus, meals that we're going to eat for the 2 weeks or for a month, however she's shopping for. And then we know all the meals that we're going to eat. And then she makes her grocery list from that plan. That's preparation. How are we preparing in our Bible study, in our time in the Word, in our daily functions in living for the Lord? How well is our foundation that we're building upon? Is it built upon the Word of God? Is there things that we might need to tear down that we might build back up as we see the feeble ones of the rock rabbits or the conies? And that interdependence. Folks, I've said it before, but guess what? We need each other. And we need to be moving together in the same direction. And that is that what we've been praying for is not just unity, but we're praying for revival. And that God can and will, He can, and asking Him to do something that only He can do. And that would be interdependence, working together as we pray for revival and do our part in building the foundation that revival can come. But it takes all of us. Just like all the little ants running around the driveway, when you see them outside, all working together, going in the same direction, it's the same way we need to be, working together. The locusts, as they move through an area, they're not very big, but they sure can tear up a field. Ask a farmer if you don't believe me. Let's see what all we can do in moving together, working together, building the right foundation, working together, whether it be independently, but also jointly, saying, Lord, give us the wisdom that we need to build the right foundation, to work together, to move together in the same direction, that we might glorify you together as a church family. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We do thank you for your goodness, your blessings upon us. We thank you for the joy of service and fellowship. Now, Father, please dismiss us with your love tonight as we have a time of fellowship together. Bless our week this week. May be uplifted and glorified in all that we do. We'll be careful to praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Give me just one more minute. I can't help myself. Gentlemen, turn over to Proverbs chapter 14. Just going to read it. We're going to put this on the list coming up soon. We're getting ready to be dismissed. Please join us if you'd like to join us over at Culver's for a snack or for ice cream. Just going to read one verse, not going to make any comment. But gentlemen, remember, don't read into it. Don't just read into it. Think about it. Think outside the box. And we'll have a discussion, and I'll give you a couple weeks before we do this one. Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the oxen. That will be one of our verses coming up in the month of September. God bless you. As always, God loves you. His preacher loves you. And if I can be helped in any way, please don't hesitate to ask. God bless you. Dismissed. Hopefully see you over at Culver's for a time of fellowship.